You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Angels are taking steps to make sure that they are competitive in 2017. They've acquired a couple of players that could help them. Let's talk to Richard Justice about all that. I'm Allison Slater. Richard, let's start with Danny Espinosa, who was acquired from the Nationals, a second baseman. So what do the Angels have in him?
Timing is everything. You know, they needed a second baseman. They probably didn't have the prospects to get Brian Dozier or Ian Kinsler. Neil Walker went back to the Mets. And Danny Espinosa, God bless him, fell right in their laps. I mean, after the Nationals made the trade that essentially moved Trey Turner back to shortstop, he was not happy. He skipped FanFest. He's a career National, 29 years old. He's played 779 games there. And most of those games, 500 at second base. And here's what they're getting in him. He's a guy who hit 24 home runs last year. He's not going to hit much for batting average, .226. But he can catch the ball, and he's got one of the really good throwing arms you'll ever see. So, you know, as Billy Epler weighed the pluses and minuses of, let's say, Chase Utley, Danny Espinosa is younger. He's a fiery little guy, probably brings something to the clubhouse in that respect. But he's a major league player, and I think they have a young guy, David Fletcher, at Double-A, who's going to play someday. But for now, this is a good quality major league player that they put in there. Okay, you know, again, 24 home runs, but he's not going to hit for a high batting average. And you throw him in there with Cameron Maben, who Billy Epler got to play left field. Been a pretty productive offseason for the Angels. And you know, you mentioned about being competitive. Fangraphs, who does the projected standings with every day, I think they update them, they now have the Angels at 85 wins. That's the fourth most. That if that's right, if all their numbers are right, the Angels would host the AL wildcard game next year. They have the fourth best record other than the three division winners. And then, you know, that's obviously based on Garrett Richards being healthy and Matt Shoemaker and all that. A lot of things falling into place. Albert Pujols coming back. But I think they feel pretty good about where they are right now.
I think that 85 wins is a ridiculous projection for the Anaheim Angels. I'm sorry. Yes, that is based on everyone being healthy, and that is a ridiculous assumption because that's not how baseball works.
But the other side of that is, okay, you've got to have Garrett Richards healthy. That's the key. Then they have eight starting pitchers, and that's probably what you need. You know,
That's what they had last year.
Right. You could have a yes but on Haney, Skaggs, Nolasco, Shoemaker, Tropiano, Meyer, not all those guys are going to be ready on opening day. They're moving this kid Ramirez into the rotation. How is Houston Street's health? You know, obviously Pujols is a big factor. But I think when you look at the landscape, you could say there's a yes but with almost every team. Boston's really good. You know, he's counting on Dallas Keuchel and Lance McCullers to be healthy. Seattle's got some questions all throughout their rotation. Where is King Felix at in his career? Where is Iwakuma now? What about those guys at the back of the rotation? So it's sort of the league has become yes, but. You know, I was thinking about that with the Cardinals the other day. If Waka and Wainwright are healthy, they might have the best rotation in baseball. If they're not healthy and they're not productive, it could be a long year in St. Louis. So let's just say the glass is half full. How about that?
Okay, your glass is half full. Mine isn't quite so full. But okay, that's good because these make for good conversations.
Yeah.
Okay, they got a backup catcher, Martin Maldonado, who was acquired from the Brewers. So why him?
Why him? He's a familiar face. They drafted him in 2004, and they released him in the offseason before the 2007 season. Apparently he might have had an off-field issue or two. But here's why you get him back. You know, and he was a backup to Jonathan Lucroy, and he's got a great arm. He didn't play that much, but he was 12th in framing pitches in terms of, and for, you know, people understand that's stealing strikes. You know, and I think you and I were there in the postseason when Tito Francona said, I've watched tape of Yadier Molina steal pitches, and I still can't see the glove move. It's a real art to it. We know Jason Castro, who was good at that, so. In terms of a backup catcher, what you'll get is they still plan for young Carlos Perez to be the starter. It feels like a step in the right direction, and they know him, and he will know coming in what his role is.
So moving on to sort of a more interesting tidbit, Torrey Hunter Jr. is leaving his current role as a college football player to try to begin his career with the Angels. This is, of course, news because of his name, Torrey Hunter Jr. He'd be the son of Torrey Hunter Sr. So is that why we're talking about
this? That's called connecting the dots.
Huh?
He was a 23rd round draft pick last summer, and I think he kind of planned all along. Well, I don't know that he was going to give up. He planned all along to play baseball, but I don't know if he planned on giving up his final season at Notre Dame. He hasn't played baseball since high school, but that was 2012. But, you know, because his name is Torrey Hunter Jr., because Mike Socia had Torrey for, I think, five seasons, because Mike remembers Torrey Hunter Jr. when he was just a wee little kid. He loves the family, loves the kid, and feels like, hey, you know, like 100 other prospects you look at every year, he's got a chance, and he's certainly got the DNA to be a good player if he's got some of his pop's personality, outgoing personality and work ethic and all. He'll have a better chance. So, you know, in a slow off season, it's a guy that everybody will come to camp and go, now which one is the son of, and watch him play a little bit.
So looking over the Angels offseason, there's still plenty of time left, but where do you think they stand? Do you think that they're done maneuvering? What more holes do they need to fill?
I think getting the second baseman and getting Cameron Maben to play left finishes the heavy lifting. Now, where he is at, like every other team, would he like an extra outfielder? Yes. Would he like another starting pitcher, another reliever? Yes, all of that. He got his catcher. But I think if they went to camp today with where they're at, they would feel pretty good about it. You know, again, we'll say this every week, the whole season hinges on Garrett Richards being healthy. All the medicals are good. Billy Epler is staying in touch with him and all that. I still think they will look at bringing Jared Weaver back. I mean, he's a career Angel. They all know him. They love him. And it comes down to how much money do you assign him to a minor league contract? What's the market for him? He's been out looking around, and it would look odd seeing him in a uniform other than the Angels. But truly, at this point, we don't know what he's got left in the tank, and he probably doesn't know.
Okay. Richard, thanks for your time as always. Talk to you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.